a very, very big story, Dmitry, to have a former president indicted. It's something that has never happened before in this country. Maybe former President Richard Nixon was headed in that direction, but he got the pardon from President Ford, and therefore that was taken off the table. I mean, beyond the arraignment on these charges next week, which we think will be multiple charges of falsifying business records, which under some circumstances can be a felony up there in New York, it's also the fact that there's a potential kind of onslaught, a avalanche of charges here that the president, former president, could face. There's a grand jury down in Georgia that we believe is deliberating on whether to bring additional charges against him in connection with efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. And then we have the special counsel federal investigation based in Washington that's looking at a number of different charges, including what happened with those classified documents at the former president's residence in Florida. So it could be just the beginning of a kind of legal fusillade the former president faces as he tries to press forward with his 2024 presidential bid.
Could former President Trump go to prison as a result of this?
Sure, it's possible. These are the types of charges I think people ordinarily would get some type of jail sentence for. That said, you know, these other cases, I think many folks would say they view as more serious than this alleged cover up of a payment of hush money to an adult film star who was claiming she'd had a liaison with Trump, you know, well before he ran for president. But the question I think is sort of going to be, if there are charges brought in these other investigations, how does all that get juggled along with an ongoing presidential campaign? And, you know, if he were convicted and sentenced to jail, you know, when would that happen? Could it happen before the election? Could it happen after? What happens if he's reelected or elected again in 2024? I mean, this really, to say it's uncharted waters is really an understatement.
You are absolutely bringing up the right questions, which is not a surprise, Josh. What, in just a few seconds left, would you leave us with as a final thought?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be the spectacle that we're going to see sometime in the next few days of the former president of the United States having to appear in a court, just like many other Americans facing, you know, very serious charges there in New York City. It's just going to be a scene the likes of which we've never seen before in this country.